Everybody's playing, so whoever's playing is going to play good.
Okay, as far as the playbook stuff goes, you're pretty confident in your ability to...
Yeah, definitely. After weeks, you know, under my belt, I feel real good, you know, to be able to communicate with the corners and the linebackers, let them know what coverage we're in, things of that sort. So if I can keep doing that, I think I'll be able to play football.
How much does it help coming over to the 3-4 defense and having at least some of the basics in the air?
It helps a lot. Like when I said when I got here, it was just terminology that I had to switch around, you know, flip a couple things out. And after I did that, you know, it's pretty much downhill from there. I just play football.
When you looked at the films from last week, did you see that some of the mistakes were minor and very correctable, and do you think it's something you guys can bounce back from?
Definitely. That's kind of team we is, you know, we're very resilient. And, you know, we'll be able to bounce back next week, you know, whatever we face.
Can you talk about communication in the secondary? Is that the safety's responsibility, communicating to the cornerbacks, or how's that go?
It's mostly safety's position, you know. Safety's like the quarterback out there, and we got to be able to call the plays. We call the plays, cornerbacks communicate back with us. It's just like conversation out there before snap. After you get that done, it's just football.
Are the safeties more involved in that in the 3-4 defense? Because in the 4-3, it's like Nick Barnett doing it last year.
Yeah. The linebackers have their own thing, you know, for front seven. And then they break it up, you know, for the safeties to make calls. Everybody's communicating with everybody. We're responsible for the backside. They're responsible for up front.
When you come into a situation like this, you have these quick injuries that are kind of unexpected like that. I know you always have to be prepared to play, but does that put a little extra pressure on you when you're thrown in a situation like that?
I don't think so. You know, football is football, and then you know somebody's going to get hurt. You know something's going to happen, ups and downs in the season. And you just got to be able to play when you're trying to play. You got to be able to step up when you're still trying to step up. And, you know, whoever's going to play this weekend is going to be able to step up.
Obviously, winning's the most important thing, but does this give you a chance to really prove yourself now that you're going to get a shot to get some extra right reps and snaps?
Definitely. You definitely want to be able to step in and play well. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that Wally Pipp. Back in Mick Emanuel days, you know, and that's what you look forward to, you know, to be able to have a story like that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. If I get to play, I'm ready to do a little Wally Pipp or something.
Is there a sense of urgency? I mean, obviously it's still early in the season, but, I mean, you almost need to get a win.
Yeah, definitely. You always want to be with more wins than losses. So we can get a win here, we'll have more wins than losses. You know, that's the only goal. You always want to have more wins than losses. So we're definitely trying to get a win this week.
More wins than losses.
More wins than
Can
losses.
I use that?
That's the rule. You win more than you lose, and you're gonna be a champion.
How comfortable are you at this point in the system?
I'm comfortable. I'm fairly comfortable. You know, especially with Nick back there, I'm able to talk to him, communicate with him, and he keeps me on the right page. If I'm ever, you know, halfway off, he's the other half that's gonna be able to help me. So I feel real comfortable being out there, just with the guys that I'm out there with, and whoever's out there. If I'm out there and I'm with Nick, I'm good. If I'm out there with Matt, I'm good. You know, depending on who I'm out there with, I'm able to communicate differently.
So you're preparing this week as if you're going to be one of the guys on safety.
Definitely. I'm preparing, you know, to play like I did last week and the week before that. Whenever I'm up in the 53, I'm trying to prepare as if I'm playing on the defense and I'm preparing on special teams.
It's not at least a little bit different when it actually looks like you could, as opposed to, I mean.
I definitely know what you're saying. There's a lot of differences. More of a sense of urgency, you know. When you're not sure who's gonna be playing, you're like, I can learn this, and then I can wait, you know, make sure I know it. But when you think you may be in, you have to learn it all right now and get it. But after the 3 weeks leading up, I feel like I got a good grasp on the defense.
Are you prepared to start this team if need be?
Yeah, I feel like I've been prepared to start since I've got here. I like playing football, and after you get past the plays and things of that sort, it's just football.
How well you think you pick up the offense? I mean, defense, sorry.
I know the defense well, real well. Like when I was coming from Baltimore, I learned that 3-4, and I had to switch the terminology around when I got here. Other than that, I feel like I'm in a good situation.
Were you surprised when you found out that Aaron Ross was released?
Definitely. I didn't know nothing about it. I had a little girl on Monday, so when I came back on Wednesday today, they said he was released. I had no idea, but it happens like that.
Get a little girl.
Yeah.
Monday. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
What's her name?
Harlow Kingsley.
How do I spell that?
Harlow Kingsley. Kingsley. Yeah.
So, kind of an exciting week for you.
Definitely. Started with that, and it's just leading up. You know, Hopefully I get to play this weekend. If I get to play, hopefully I can show you guys some good stuff.